Welcome back to the third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning with the offensive coordinator of the Mexico High School football team, Mexico resident, business owner, Mr. Andy Baker. You know, we've talked a lot about football, but you're somewhat involved with the Mexico community also.
Sure.
You know, the first thing that comes to mind is the Audrain Humane Society. I believe mm-hmm. you're on that board.
Yeah, been on that board for a long time.
So. Yeah, talk a little bit about the Audrain Humane Society and kind of the things that you do to help out with that.
Now, I was asked probably in the early 90s, I think, to be on the board. They had just built a shelter. And for a lot of people, people don't realize that the Audrain Humane Society raised the money and built the shelter, and then we turned it over to the city of Mexico for the city to run animal control in town. So the shelter is now actually owned by the city. Humane Society built it and paid for it and turned it over. And so it's been a nice relationship where they, you know, they can do animal control, and we kind of help supplement what things at the shelter and that need. Years ago, we put an addition on the shelter. We did a whole ventilation system redo for the shelter and things like that. So we kind of, and then we try to, our goal is to try to just encourage adoptions. If people are looking for a dog or a cat, try to go to the shelter first and look, you know, before you go somewhere else, you know, and that kind of thing. So, it's been, and then presently I'm the treasurer for the Humane Society. So,
one of your big fundraisers of the year is the trivia night.
Yeah,
that thing seems to just keep growing exponentially year after year.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal.
No, it's been, I'm losing track on the number of years that we did it. But, you know, I the first year we did it, I gave a report to our board after the last trivia night. The very first year we did it, I think we raised $1,800.
Wow.
And then this last one, we ended at just right at about $10,000
gain.
So it's kind of grown into a nice fundraiser for us. So,
yeah. So talk about some of the other organizations you're involved with around the Mexico
sure.
community.
I'm on the Audrain Developmental Disability Services Board. Been on that for 15, 20 years. And part of the Audrain Historical Society Board. Been on that for a long time. I'm presently the chairman of the board for, or president of the board, whatever you want for the Show Me Credit Union.
Okay.
And so on some different organizations, and then very involved in my church. So
yeah.
On different things there. So yeah.
Very nice. Let's kind of bring it back around to sports a little bit.
Sure.
You know, since COVID, I think that participation numbers have kind of taken a hit,
mm-hmm.
And it's not just in Mexico, it's surrounding districts as well. What do you have to do to kind of try and get those numbers back up again?
That's a real good question,
right?
Because there seems to be, from, say, a long time ago when I was in school and what today is, there's so many options now for kids to do that doesn't have anything to do with sports. It could be other options that they're, and some kids choose to do that instead of the activities. All we can do is just try to keep plugging and try and share that there's a lot of benefits to being part of a team. And it's not the wins and the losses. It's really just the camaraderie and everything of being part of a team and an organization and learning how to do your part, you know, and so that's all we can do is just try to keep putting. I try to tell kids all the time, and they say, well, I'm going to go work now or what. I try to say you have your whole life to work. You can only do these sports for this long, you know, and don't, I hate to see some kids concentrate on one.
Yeah.
So this is the only time in your life you can play them all. and if you like them at all, play them all, you know.
Yeah.
And then most of our professional athletes, if you ask them, they played multiple sports. They did not just concentrate on one. So when people think you have to concentrate, you really don't. If you're blessed with coordination, you're blessed with coordination. And you can enjoy and play them all. And then as you get older, go into you can start narrowing the focus a little bit to see what, where, you know, but most you know, a lot of these NFL quarterbacks could have been drafted as pitchers in the major. I mean, there's many documented stories on guys that they could have been pitchers and they chose to play quarterback, you know. So, sure. And they were playing all the sports. So,
there's no doubt about that. You know, I was kind of going to ask you the wild card question here.
Sure.
You know, do you have a favorite team in sports? And, you know, if there was any team that you could coach professionally, who do you think that would be?
Well, I've always liked the Chiefs, even before they were winning.
Right. I mean, even before Taylor Swift?
even before all these Super Bowl runs and everything. Right. But, you know, just the hometown or your home state team, the Chiefs. And so I've always enjoyed the Chiefs. As a kid growing up, I always liked the as a little kid, I always enjoyed the Minnesota Vikings because that was back in the day of the Purple People Eater defense.
I don't know if you remember Fran Tarkenton
on offense and Chuck Foreman and those guys. And so I always respected Bud Grant. Bud Grant as a head coach, I always thought was. He's an interesting study. He really is. Bud Grant is a real interesting guy. Passed away now here, but he is. Always liked how he handled himself on the field and everything. So, but
I was always watching Buddy Ryan.
Exactly.
Don't mimic him sometimes.
I mean, pro team today. You know, I'd probably still. It'd be fun to. Be fun to try to coach those Chiefs, wouldn't it?
That would be
you have all the tools in the toolbox like they have. So.
Yeah, that is a nice thing for Andy Reid to have, but he's a heck of a coach.
Exactly. That's right.
I appreciate you taking some time out with us this morning, coming by and kind of telling your story a little bit, and we want to wish you the best of luck in the future.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Matt.
All right. Thank you so much. Andy Baker, our guest this morning on Meet the Community. You can tune in for another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning right here on AM 1340 KXEO.